But the Catholic has to be living for today, because today could be your last day. And every day that we live should be a day begun from the first thing in the morning to craft our life according to the way we should be living. Procrastination, especially in the spiritual order, is disastrous. Another thing about leadership is that you have to, I love this phrase, although I hate the people it comes from, you have to think globally, act locally. Well, I altered it slightly to make it more Catholic. To think eternally, but act now. Act locally. Act immediately within your sphere. Don't be always having these big, huge dreams of something that's never going to happen, because there's no way it will. We do need to think eternally. And if we keep that thought in mind, and we keep the thought in mind that to God, all of creation is immediate, and that if we are working under His Blessed Mother, through Him, with His inspiration, He will find what we need to do and how we need to accomplish it anywhere in His creation. A person could pick up the phone or get on the internet or write a letter from anywhere in the world and send it to St. Benedict Center. And that's God presenting to you a person to be evangelized. God doesn't have any limits to how He decides to use us. We have to become fitting instruments in His hand. And therefore, how do we think big? How do we plan for national conquest, international, worldwide conquest? We think about ourselves, what we have to be doing in our spiritual life, in our immediate environment, and let God use us and take the project wherever it's going to go under His Blessed Mother's direction. Now, I have a couple of things that I wanted to read to you or tell you about, because one of the other important elements of leadership is simply to be what you aspire to be and what those who you wish to lead want to be. In other words, become a saint. Others will want to follow you, and they will also become saints. I have a very interesting letter here from St. Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri is called the Saint of the Joyful Heart. And I read his story of his life, and one of the things that most impressed me was they talked about what tremendous fire of love he had for God, that it was so powerful that his heart beat with such tremendous power when he was thinking and loving God that it burst his ribs. They were broken from the inside out from the beating of his heart. And we know he's St. Philip of the Joyful Heart. We always think of him. And there's a tendency sometimes for us to think of saints as being soft or wishy-washy about things. This letter from St. Philip Neri is titled by the compiler of this book. It's called The Acid Test. And it's a letter to his spiritual son. It doesn't say whom, one of the members of the oratory, someone that looked to him as a leader, someone who needed direction from St. Philip, and needed it quite firmly.